Crimes Blog, Friday, March 11th, 2005.
Never drive alone again. Join Sharam from SharamAmiri.com for the audio blog and commute cast.
Hey everybody, it's me again. TGIF, we finally made it to Friday and finally made it through another full week. I've had a nice podcast every day this week. Haven't really run into any trouble with closings or not going into work, not going into school, things like that, that have prevented me from doing podcasting like we've had problems with in the past. So it's been nice to have a nice, full, consistent week and having show notes for once, things to talk about, all that good stuff. So I'm really glad and proud of the way the show's turned out. Really impressed by the listener count and how it's been growing steadily over the past couple weeks. And just, I think it's overall working out. It was an experiment I started practically a month ago. I believe February 9th was the very first podcast that I did. And, you know, my background was that years ago I used to do a online radio show, talk show sort of thing on a video game website I used to work for. And I never really knew about podcasting, or I never really decided to get into podcasting until after I got my iPod, which is sort of a stupid reason because everyone knows you don't need an MP3 player. A hardware MP3 player, all you need is your computer to listen to podcasts, but I really didn't want to get too into it until I had a portable device for it, a portable platform, and that's when I started getting into podcasting itself. But I'd been doing this. This is something I'd been doing since I was 15 and 16, back when I used to work on several different video game websites, back in the days of when Dreamcast, Nintendo 64, and Sony PlayStation were big, and then, of course, back in I'm totally going to ruin this, but I'm going to say 2002 when Xbox Sony PlayStation 2 were both launched. So that was sort of shortly after the Xbox and PlayStation 2 were launched is when I got out of doing online radio show and video game websites. And that was about, I guess, junior and senior year of high school, so things started to get a little bit more crazy in school, and then I really didn't find much of the time for it anymore. But now I'm doing podcasting, I'm back in the scene, not really talking about video games anymore, but more about just talking about life in general. So, geez, this whole rant wasn't exactly in my show notes, but you can see the dynamics of the show. They really allow for talking about anything, not just what happens to be written down on my sheet for show notes. But anyways, I had some podcasting news, which is what I like to start out with each show, so I can let you know what's going on. As far as the podcast is concerned, I told you all that I was getting an iRiver IFP 780, which is a 128 megabyte flash MP3 player by iRiver. It allows you to record in really high bit rates and so on and frequencies. But unfortunately, because FedEx, I didn't have the release signed, I guess, ahead of time. So, and I wasn't at home when they went to deliver the package, so I didn't get it for today like I planned on having. So I'm going to have to wait until next Monday. But starting next Monday, I'll be doing my recordings in the iRiver, so I'll have to lug around the laptop. But that also means that I won't be producing the shows and uploading them until later in the afternoon. I would say about 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time will be right around when I produce the shows. But there's also an advantage to that, because I just yesterday, opened up a phone number that you can call through K7.net, and it's a number. Sorry, why are these people honking? What the hell are these people's problems? There's a school bus. You're not supposed to. Some people, like, seriously need to go back and take their driving test again. If there's a school bus, even if it's on the other side of the road, as long as there's no median, you are not allowed to go. When that bus says stop, you stop. So my mom was in front of me, and she stopped, and there's, like, and of course no one in front of her stopped. Everyone just kept on driving, even though the school bus had the stop sign up, and the cars behind me are, like, honking. They're like, what the hell are you doing? But, see, these are those times that you just wish you were a police officer so you could really, like, start laying down the law. But, oh well, I'm not one to speak. I violate too many laws on a daily basis. Okay, enough on that. So anyways, I have this new voicemail number that you can call. You basically just record a message. I don't know what the limit is as far as messages. I wouldn't try to leave a 10-minute message for me because it probably won't work. And it just automatically emails them to my Gmail account. I mean, it's really, really cool. So if you call this number, it's a long-distance number. I have no idea where the 206 area code is based. But if you call it off your cell phone so it doesn't charge you money. Just make sure your reception's good. It's 1-206-20-AMIRI. That's 1-206-20-AMIRI. I forget, without having a phone right in front of me. I guess I could whip out my cell phone, but not while I'm driving, to tell you what the AMIRI stand for. Ugh, this bitch behind me is just fucking pissing me off. She's honking again. I'm totally about to, like, get in her way and piss her off. Ah, you just got cut off, bitch. Oh, I'm loving it. This is the same bitch that was honking before at my mom, I guess, for stopping. So now my mom and I'm in the left lane, my mom's in the right, and we're totally blocking her off. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Because if someone bitches at me for my driving on the road, oh, they will get it. And you better hope that that's not at nighttime, because then I'll get behind your ass with my high beams on my xenon headlights, and you will be flashed like no other. Oh, bitch is waiting to get up to school. Oh, well, it's not our fault that you're late to work, bitch. Well, I just used the word bitch a bit too much. I'll stop my rant. I'm sorry, this lady's, like, rushing. The lady who was, like, honking at the school bus, she has a Fairfax County Public Schools faculty parking permit on her windshield, and she's just pulling in the school parking lot, and the buses are dropping off of the school right now, so she's clearly late to work, and she's taking out her rage on everyone else on the road. Sound familiar? No, I'm not that bad. I don't start honking at people and disobeying. I'll stop while I'm ahead. Anyways, so I'm checking out. You know, a lot of people are using RSS aggregators, and I'm really not, because I prefer to go to the actual websites and see them in person, so that way I can see, you know, the fancy design, because I'm a web designer, so, I mean, I'm into Photoshop and all that fun stuff, so I like seeing the colorful graphics and site designs and stuff like that, so, I mean, that's why I put all the time into constantly changing my design, like, every 2 seconds, and logos and all that good stuff. But, I mean, when you go ahead and copy that XML button address into your RSS aggregator and all you're getting is headlines and articles, I mean, you never get to see what the site looks like. And I guess that's good for sites like WashingtonPost.com, because people could care less about the ads, and, I mean, it's not that pretty of a site. But, I mean, sites like mine, come on, it's pretty. You want to go check it out. But anyways, I got this RSS aggregator so I can add XML feeds in and it automatically updates. It's called Feed Demon. You can get it off feeddemon.com, FeedDemon.com. It is a trial because you have to pay to register it. But I'm liking it so far. It's actually pretty cool because a lot of my friends have WebShots accounts, which are to upload photos onto. And every WebShots account has its own RSS feed that whenever they post new photos, it gets added to the RSS feed. So if I add those WebShots RSS feeds into Feed Demon, it automatically bleeps and lets me know whenever there's new photos installed. And I guess if you have WebShots running on the computer, then it will tell you the same thing, but I don't leave WebShots running. So that was kind of a cool feature too. And you can also set it so that it looks for certain keywords and lets you know. So like I set up a keyword for my name, Sharam. And then if anyone in any of the any of the blogs or websites I'm subscribed to happens to mention my name, it sort of, like, points it out to me and tells me, oh, there's 2 new articles that mention your name. So it's kind of cool. That way I can always see who's talking about me and all that sort of stuff. So the reason I went with FeedDemon, other than doing any research, I mean, obviously I'm on a PC, if you haven't seen the little button on the side of my site that says, you know, little Microsoft logo. I'm on a PC. I know a lot of Mac users tend to use NetNewsWire just because it seems to be like the most popular program out there. I mean, I always hear people talking about it, so I'm assuming that, you know, just because a lot of people use it must mean that it's the best. Well, what, 90% of people use Windows? Does that mean it's the best? Okay, we won't get into that one, but yeah, so the reason I went with FeedDemon is because FeedBurner, the website I use to help organize and optimize my RSS feed, which is the little XML button that you see on the side. That website recommends Feed Demon, so that's why I ended up going with them instead of you know, researching something else. So went with Feed Demon. So you can check them out; they're pretty cool. Well, for the rest of the show, I figured I'd talk about movies that are coming out, because last night I was watching The OC on Fox, and every commercial break that they had a preview for a new movie. And I was like, oh my god, I want to see that one. Like, during the breaks, I had my laptop with me, and I was down in the basement on the Wi-Fi, and I was talking to Marla during all the breaks, and I was like, oh my god, I want to see that movie. And then the next break would come on, and I was like, oh my god, I want to see that one too. And of course, at the very end of The OC, they played the premiere of the theatrical trailer for Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith. So I was like, oh my god, I definitely want to see that. So for those of you who don't know, it's opening May 19th, and I'm sure it's going to be even more insane than Episode 1. I mean, you're talking about Episode 3 where, you know, Anakin becomes Darth Vader. Yeah, of course, this movie is going to get so much more hype than Episode 1 did, and especially since it's sort of like the last in the series. You know, we've already had 4, 5, and 6, and 1 and 2. Release, so this is sort of like filling up the gap in between 2 and 4 that, you know, no one's ever seen in film. So it's going to be a big, big deal. I mean, if anyone remembers back when Episode 1 came out, that this was like years ago. I don't even remember what year Episode 1 was released, The Phantom Menace, but I remember when that movie came out, we had to pre-order tickets like a month in advance, and we went like the first week, not the first day. The first day is crazy. But even still, when we got there, I remember we went to Fairfax Town Center, United Artists, and they used the very top level of the parking garage, the one that's outdoors, it doesn't have the roof over it, and people were, like, lined up to go in, and they let you in groups, and it was so packed in the movie theater, like, so packed. I mean, there were no empty seats at all, and it was always hard to find. We almost, like, couldn't sit, because I went with my family, and we almost couldn't sit with each other, because it was that packed in the movie theater. It was pretty insane, just for a movie. But anyways, there's going to be an exclusive interview with George Lucas, the director and producer of Star Wars films. He is going to be on 60 Minutes on CBS on March 13th, so I would check your TV guides and look up that. It should be pretty interesting from the screenshots that I've seen of his interview, and from what I've heard, you know, they're obviously going to be showing clips of the movie, showing how they did the production, special effects, things like that, and just an interview. I think the last time they interviewed George Lucas was back in 60 Minutes before Episode 1 came out, so this is sort of like the grand finale, and they're interviewing him once again, so I would check that out. Something else also that was interesting that he pointed out, if you don't know already, all of the Star Wars films that have been released in the past are rated PG, and with Episode 3, George Lucas actually made the comment that he wouldn't want, you know, 5 or 6 year olds to be seeing this movie. So he's actually believes that this movie might be rated PG-13, might be the first ever Star Wars film to have the PG-13 rating. So he just thinks the amount of violence. I mean, there's never like blood in Star Wars movies. Not that I can think of. But I guess just, it would, sorry if that just blew out your speakers and headphones by me clearing my throat. But I guess he just is assuming the levels of action and stuff like that might be a little too scary for those under 13 to see. So that was kind of interesting. A couple other upcoming movies that I'm interested in seeing. Starting today, March 11th, Hostage comes out. That's a movie starring Bruce Willis. I saw the preview for it a couple weeks ago when I went to go see, what movie did I see? Oh, that one that sucked, that Marla hated. I didn't think it was that bad. The Wedding Date, and they played a preview for it. Looks pretty good. Bruce Willis plays, like, a cop somewhere, or some detective or something, I don't know where it's at, that doesn't get a lot of police action or violence or crime or anything like that, and all of a sudden one day there's this like huge mansion that gets taken over by hostages, or gets taken over by these terrorists, and you know, I guess he's supposed to be one of those hostage or like terrorist people that deals with them and tries to free the hostages and stuff like that, but then he gets taken as a hostage and his family too, and I don't know, it just looks like a suspenseful movie. It looks kind of cool. Another movie that I definitely want to see is The Ring 2. I saw The Ring a couple years ago. The movie scared the shit out of me. No, just those random... See, I hate movies like that, that, like, they aren't scary throughout, but there's, like, random scenes that, like, the music will get all low, and then it will get loud for a second, and, like, something scary will pop up on the screen. Yeah, that scares the shit out of me. So, I definitely want to see the second one. I love the way they did the preview for it on TV. They started it out looking like a chick flick, and there's this guy and this girl, and they're sitting down on the couch, and he's like, oh, I love you, blah, 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 and he turns the TV on, and it plays, like, you know, The Ring VHS tape, whatever, and then all of a sudden it goes into being all scary and creepy. It was a pretty cool trailer. I was like, oh, yes, score, The Ring 2. So, of course, Naomi Watts is in that movie. Sorry, I can't talk this morning. And that's starting March 18th, 10 days before my birthday. So that should be pretty cool. Definitely want to see that one, too. I don't know about in the movie theater. I might wait to get it on DVD so I can make sure I'm in a room with all the lights on and all that good stuff. Just kidding. And then finally, the last movie, Miss Congeniality 2, Armed and Fabulous, starting March 24th, 4 days before my birthday. And, of course, that's with Sandra Bullock, and this time Regina King's in the movie, too. Looks really funny. If anyone's seen the first... I mean, if you've seen the first one, then you know what the sort of humor's like in that movie. I just thought it was going to be pretty interesting to see that they now made a sequel to it a couple of years later. So I'm looking forward to seeing that movie as well. And I know there's a bunch of others coming out, too. I keep hearing about, I believe it's a Disney Pixar movie, Robots or something like that. Characters look a lot like the robots in iRobot, but I don't know what the plot of that movie is about, but it seems to be hyped up a lot, and I know that they're going to be, I don't know if it's, I can't remember if it's coming out soon or not. I didn't really mention it in my show notes to talk about it today, so I haven't really looked up much info on it, but it looks like it could be an interesting, funny, animated Pixar film, if it is Pixar. Those movies are always good. So, and then, yeah, wow, that was about it that I had to talk about. I'm still not at work yet, but I think I'll stop the recording just a few seconds before I get in the office anyway, so I can fumble around and put my laptop away, so when I get into the parking lot, I'm not spending 10 minutes before I get out of my car. So, have a good weekend, everybody. I made it through another long week of work, and something I wanted to add to before I stop recording is, from now on, after I play my end-of-show outro that Jennifer Steele recorded for me, I'm going to play any voicemail messages that I received. So I have a couple to play today, and I'll play them after the outro. So don't change MP3 tracks after listening to the outro, because I'm going to be playing a couple voicemails that people left me. So if you want to leave me a voicemail, please call. It's 1-206-20-AMIRI. That's 1-206-20-AMIRI. Of course, you can rewind and listen to that again. So I guess it's pointless of me repeating the number, but I did anyways, because I love you all. And not in that sort of way. Anyways, have a good weekend, everybody, and I will catch you next week. Talk to you later.
Like what you've heard today? Please visit sharmamiri.com to find out how to subscribe to the show.
Hey, Sharm, this is your sexy girlfriend leaving you a message on your voicemail. I hope I get selected to be on your podcast tomorrow. This is pretty cool, actually. I just listened to your whole morning little message thing there that you have to go through, and it's just like a phone. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I love you, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Mwah.
Hey, Sharam, how's it going? It's Wired Dude here. I hope I have first posting rights or first voicemail rights on your podcast. I really enjoyed it this morning, and just wanted to test out the new number. That's a really nice vanity number, very impressive. So keep up the good work, and I will definitely play your voicemail that you left me, Wired Dude, on my show. So keep up the good work, and looking forward to your new iRiver. Hopefully you're able to pick it up today or tomorrow. Talk to you later. Bye.
I'm such a dork. I'm leaving myself a voicemail message. I just figured there's probably no one else who's going to be leaving me one since I just got this number up. So I'm going to be an idiot and a dork and leave me one for myself. Oh, well. Bye.